Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. That's right! Our full library is available at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready for some deep dragon breaths? Before we begin, have you found a quiet spot? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Let's start relaxing with three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in. Feel the air coming in your nose to fill your tummy with fresh air. And then breathe out, pretending fire is coming out of your mouth. Ready? Breathe in and out. Again, softly breathe in and out. One last dragon breath in and out. Now, it's time to relax your entire body, starting with your feet. Wiggle all your toes and then squeeze your toes together, pretending you are picking up a banana. Hold that banana tight with your toes and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle all your toes. One more time. Pretend you are holding a banana with your toes. And let go. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle your toes. Feel your feet and toes getting warmer as you relax the muscles. Remember to breathe slowly, like a dragon, in and out. Next, lift your leg up just a little and let it float down. Lift your other leg just a little and let it float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, lift one leg up and let it float back down. Lift your other leg and let it float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel the muscles in your legs getting warmer and more relaxed. Keep breathing slowly, like a dragon, in and out. Now, pretend you're holding a star inside each of your hands. Squeeze your hands into a tight ball. Are the stars tickling your hands? take a deep dragon breath in and out. And let the stars go. How do your hands feel? Are they warm or do they tingle? Enjoy the feeling as you imagine the stars twinkling back up to the sky. Reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug. Now, release and let your arms float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, give yourself a big hug, squeeze, and let your arms float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel warm energy flow into your chest and arms as you breathe in and out. Now, you're going to make the grumpiest face possible. Squeeze your eyebrows down towards your nose. Wrinkle your nose and mouth up towards your eyebrows. Keep making the grumpy face and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. One more time, make a grumpy face. Let your face and neck soften and breathe in and out. Finally, you are going to squeeze all the muscles in your whole body at the same time. When I say go, squeeze your toes, lift your legs, close your hands, hug yourself, and close your eyes and mouth tight. Ready? Go! Squeeze your whole body tight. And let go. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Again, squeeze your whole body tight and relax. Take another slow, deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. One more time, squeeze your whole body tight and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. How does your body feel? Does it feel relaxed, heavy, and warm? Good. Now you are ready for our story. Let's be calm on Aoi Island. Our story today is Costume Parade. Allie had been invited to a party at her friend Andy's house. She was excited because she loved parties. She also felt nervous. It was a costume party, and Allie worried that some people would be wearing masks. She felt afraid when people wore masks. Uneasy questions filled her mind when she saw a person in a mask. Who was it? What did they want? Were they kind or mean? Allie usually ran away when a person wearing a mask came near. All of these thoughts filled her head as she thought about the party. She was so worried about it that even though she was going to play with her friends, Lydia, Andy, Owen, and Raj today, Allie didn't really feel like going. What if they wanted to talk about the party? Allie took a deep dragon breath in and out. And felt a bit better. After all, she did want to see her friends, so off she went to Raj's house. When Allie arrived, Andy, Owen, and Lydia were already there. As the friends discussed what to play, Lydia told Andy she felt excited about the party, and then Raj agreed with her. Allie felt worried all over again. Her stomach churned. Then Andy asked Owen, "What do you think about the party, Owen?" Owen looked down at his feet, feeling embarrassed, and said, "I'm not sure if I can go." "Why not?" Andy, Raj, and Lydia asked. Allie jumped in and said, "Hey, it's okay if he can't go. I'm not sure I can either." She didn't know Owen's reason, but felt like she should help him out. Andy looked hurt. "Oh," he said, "I just hoped that you all would be there." Owen sighed and said, "It's just, I'm afraid of masks." Allie's mouth dropped. She didn't think anyone else had that fear. It felt good knowing she wasn't alone. Quickly, she admitted, "Me too," so that Owen could feel better too. Then Allie explained, "People look so weird. I don't know who anyone is. It just makes me nervous." "Me too," Owen said, happy someone else felt the same way. "So the reason you aren't coming is because you're afraid of masks?" Andy said a little puzzled. "I know it sounds silly, but I really feel afraid of them," Owen replied. "I usually run away," Allie added. Then Raj said, "I used to be afraid of masks too, but my mom helped me get over it. Now I'm okay. I still don't like masks, but I can handle them." "How did you do it?" Allie asked, feeling curious. "It might seem weird, but my mom got a mask and set it on a table for a while. I got used to the mask on the table. Then she told me she was going to put it on. We played a game while she was wearing the mask. At first, it was for a few seconds. Then she wore the mask longer and longer. I got used to it more and more. Then I realized that even though the mask was freaky, she was still my mom, and I was safe. So I don't really like masks, but I know that the person wearing it is still the person I care about. I'm not afraid anymore." "Wow," Owen said. "Maybe I should try that." "Then I'll definitely come to your party, Andy." "Me too," Allie chimed in, glad to know there was something she could do. "Well, I just won't wear a mask," Lydia suggested, thinking of some way she could help her friends. "Me too," Andy said. "Oh, and I can do one more thing. We'll make it a rule that if you wear a mask and someone asks who you are, you have to take off the mask and show them. Will that help?" "That will help a lot. Thanks, Andy," Owen and Allie said, and Raj chimed in. Then the friends got busy planning. They had decided on a board game. Before long, it was time to go home, and they all waved goodbye to each other. Allie explained to her dad what Raj said about the masks, and he said he would call Raj's mom. They could try it. Allie was happy to have something to try. When it was time for bed, Allie tidied up her room, finished up her bedtime routine, and hopped into bed. She snuggled into the covers, closed her eyes and thought of all she had to be grateful for. Allie was happy to have a plan for dealing with masks. She was thankful that her friends had decided not to wear masks. Most of all, Allie was grateful that her friends were so caring. She gave herself a tight hug and relaxed, wishing everyone happiness and peace. Taking a deep dragon breath in and out, Allie settled into her pillow. She took another deep dragon breath relaxed and smiled. Allie took one more deep dragon breath in and out. And drifted off to sleep, imagining the colorful costumes she could wear to the party without a mask. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.